the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Aliyy al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We've been reflecting on the hadith from Imam Kazim alayhi salam about the significance of knowledge and intellect. And we reach this point, لا نجاة إلا بالطاعة والطاعة بالعلم والعلم بالتعلم والتعلم بالعقل يعتقد ولا علم إلا من عالم رباني وَمَعْرِفَةُ الْعِلْمِ بِالْعَقْلِ. We said that knowledge, in the sense that it is a result of functioning of both heart and mind, can be only learned from pious scholars, from ulama rabbani, because they don't just give you some piece of information. They give you information, but with understanding and with big change in the heart, so that what you know, you follow. What you know, you appreciate. Then Imam says, وَمَعْرِفَةُ الْعِلْمِ بِالْعَقْلِ. Then Imam said, يَا هِشَامُ قليل العمل من العالم مقبول مضاعف. A person who is alim in the sense that we mentioned, not the one who has just some information, the one who has achieved understanding of the truth by his heart and mind and acts accordingly, such a person, even if he manages to do little actions, not that much, just few actions, Allah will accept and multiply the rewards of his action. But on the opposite, وَكَثِيرُ الْعَمَلْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْهَوَى وَالْجَهْلِ مَرْدُودٌ. But those who don't have quality and they just do a lot, these are the people who are ahlul hawa wal jahl. This confirms what we have been saying, that alim here is the one who has knowledge and taqwa. So opposite is the one who is ahlul hawa wal jahl, the one who follows his own lusts and appetites and desires and is ignorant. In Islamic understanding, we say that both action must be good and agent must have good intention. Action and agent both must have some goodness. Husna fi'li and husna fa'ili. Goodness of the action and goodness of the agent. But something that we have in Islam that it doesn't exist in Kantian view and many other people, is that for us, goodness of the agent is much more than goodness of intention. Two people who do the same thing with the good intention, still their actions can be judged very differently. Because first of all, there are different levels of good intention. It's not just one fixed level of good intention. There are different levels of good intention. And secondly, the knowledge and understanding of the agent is also very important.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
If a person with very little knowledge does something for the sake of God, I'm not saying for sake of his own interest, he does something for the sake of God, and an alim does the same thing for the sake of God, these actions are totally different. Because the merits and qualities of the agent can add to the value of the action. You understand? So when a person like Imam Ali alayhi salam does something for the sake of God, and a normal person does something again for the sake of God, you cannot say they are the same, because there is husna fi'li and husna fa'ili. There are so many levels of doing something for the sake of God, and so many levels of understanding what you do and appreciating what you do. Sometimes I do something for the sake of God, but I don't enjoy what I am doing. Sometimes I enjoy it and I do it with love. It makes big difference. Sometimes I give charity to some people for the sake of God, but I feel in my heart a pain. I feel I am losing something. Just I force myself to do something so that Allah is pleased with me. Sometimes I love to do this and I wish I could do more. This makes big difference. And even the impact that it has on others is different. When you teach people and you love them and you love teaching them, it has greater impact when you just teach them to gain reward. So this is something that we should study in ethics, but I just wanted to mention that we shouldn't be surprised that it's not only the quantity which matters. More important than quantity is the agent who does the action. And we have in some hadith that خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْبِرِّ فَاعِلُهُ. Better than good is what the person who is doing good, the agent of good.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Let us stop here, and inshallah, hopefully we'll have some chance in future to continue this discussion. May inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualify us to be good followers for Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and to be always at their service in spreading the true message of Islam, inshallah. May Allah protect our seminary and all Islamic seminaries from everything which is bad and disliked. May Allah protect our seminaries from anything which stops them from functioning properly and in the way that would prepare them for playing a great role in Akhir al-Zaman that Ahlul Bayt expect from them. May Allah protect the life of our ulama and maraja and all people who do good things for promotion of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah heal all brothers and sisters who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all marhumin, especially marhumin of the brothers and sisters who are here and those who have rights upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Farshi turab yadunni wa huwa ghita'i hawli rimal taluffuni bal min wara'i wal ahdu yahki zulmatan فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي لقائي أنسي لقائي والأهل أين حنانهم باعوا وفائي باعوا وفائي والصحب أين جموعهم تركوا إخائي تركوا إخائي إخائي والمال أين هناؤه صار ورائي والاسم أين بريقه بين هذه نهاية حالي فشدت